So, Ross, first of all, just start at the beginning. What is UK astronomy and why is it so important?
Well, for me, it was a passion. My wife, I didn't know anything about astronomy about 9 years ago. I read stuff in books. I'd been like, you know, normal stuff, Googling pictures and Hubble and things like that, space telescope. And my wife bought me a little telescope for my birthday about 9 years ago. I didn't really know what I was doing. I read in a magazine that the planet Jupiter was up in the sky. I live in Milton Keynes, so it's a bit light polluted, but I thought, you know what? I might get to see a planet. Who knows? Little telescope. Wasn't expecting to. Popped out of my garden, had a look, saw this blob in the sky. I thought, no, that can't be a planet. Surely it's like millions of miles away and I can see it with my eyes. I didn't even know that. I didn't know you could see it with your eyes. Popped the telescope on the bench, had a look through it. Wow. I was just blown away. Even though it was small for this little telescope, I saw the planet Jupiter and then like four diagonal dots in a diagonal line. And there it's moons. So for this tiny telescope, I could see a planet and four moons. And I just thought, wow, that is crazy. And from there, I ran out and bought like a massive, like 400-pound, 10-inch, huge white telescope because I wanted to see like a galaxy or something like that. And it just grew from there. I went into a field, saw like nebulas, stars, clusters, things like that. And in a local pavilion that I was stargazing, I was watching an eclipse. So the moon was moving in front of the sun and I had a special filter on my telescope looking at it. And a lady came over with like coffee and cake for me and said, hi, what are you up to? So I told her what I was doing. And she said, oh, you should do a talk here. So from there, I did a talk. I've got to admit, my first five talks, like no one turned up to. I put posters all around Sainsbury's and stuff. Said I'm going to be here doing stargazing. No one turned up. But I decided I was going to do a talk. So I did a little talk about my experiences from what I've learned from, you know, just doing it for maybe like 9 months, a year, if that. And I had 12 people turn up. And from there, it just grew. People just kept coming, asking me to do scouts, beavers, you know, all these other little communities and things like that. And now, so UK Astronomy is now a registered charity. We do events everywhere. So for us, the cool thing about astronomy is we've worked with so many other communities and charities as well. So we've worked with like dementia care, to pig sanctuaries, to Stowe House. So together, we're helping so many people get out and do things and see the skies. So UK Astronomy is just the charity that I accidentally started with a small telescope, really.
It's a brilliant story, and for it to sort of snowball, and the success you've had is fantastic. And now you're being recognised by the King and Queen Consort. So what's the story, Ross?
Well, I didn't actually know anything about this. So I got nominated without being known, and an email popped through that apparently the correct blurb is, I've been recognised by the Majesty's King and Queen Consort as a coronation champion in conjunction with the Royal Voluntary Service. And I've been invited to attend an official coronation garden party at Buckingham Palace. I've also literally just received now a specially designed coronation champions pin, which is really cool. It looks really nice that I can wear to my events to show people, and a really nice certificate signed by their majesties. So really, I'm kind of, myself and my wife are being given sort of like this, an amazing day out. It's kind of like a thank you for teaching others about what I love, which is great. And frankly, my wife's hard work supporting that passion, which I think is really kind, you know, of them to do that. So I didn't actually know anything about it. Got the email, got all this fantastic stuff come through. And it looks like we're going to have a really nice day going out and enjoying ourselves.
You've kind of touched on this, but what does it actually mean to you to receive this recognition?
Well, for me, as a person who, you know, I didn't know anything at all, and I'm not really a professional. I'm just a guy that picked up a telescope and the passion grew from there and kind of self-taught. So it's really humbling to be named a coronation champion. Like, as I said, 9 years ago, I was just one man in a field with a little telescope. But thanks to everyone who supported us, we've now got a mobile observatory. We've got an inflatable planetarium we can take to schools. And we can hopefully inspire more people to see the planets and galaxies and stars and stuff. And to be honest, I just never dreamt that I would ever be invited to Buckingham Palace. And I'm just blown away that the judges said that they are impressed by my dedication, volunteering my spare time, because we all do it in our spare time, myself, my wife and all our volunteers. We don't get paid for it. All the money goes back into the charities. My day job is I'm a London firefighter. That pays for me. So this is just, you know, it's just my, you know, knowledge going to schools, community groups and the public. So hopefully just helping people get out there and look at the world a little bit differently, you know, go in their gardens like I did and just see the wonders in the night sky.
Just throw in there the fact you're a firefighter as well. So you've got the most amazing job helping yes. people. And now you're also being recognised. I mean, that in itself is enough to be recognised, I think, Ross, for what you do from that point of view. But what about the occasion itself? What are you looking forward to the most? And what do you sort of expect from this party?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure. I've never been to one, but I'm hoping it's going to be a lovely sunny day. This is in my mind, a lovely sunny day, and it's going to be a truly sort of memorable experience. So I've never been to Buckingham Palace. I've been outside and seen it from the outside, but I've never, you know, been in there or seen anything that goes on there. So I think it'll just be nice to go there, have a drink, some food, enjoy the views, meet some other like-minded people who have also done great things, chat to them about their journeys and what they've achieved. I think it'd be really inspiring for me to hear other people's stories as well. Not to mention if I get to meet the king or another royal, how cool is that? And the best part for me is that my wife has to wear a hat, which is great. She's never wear hats.
Well, no excuse not to on this occasion. Well, look, it's a fantastic story, and I hope the day is a really wonderful occasion for you and for Frankie. And many congratulations from all of us at Bucks Radio.
Thank you very much. Nice to chat to you.